An option to tax can be disapplied, that is, has no effect, in certain circumstances. The first is if the property is to be used for residential purposes. It is impossible to opt to tax on residential property, but if, say, the property is converted from commercial to residential, then if the property is sold or let, the rents cannot bear VAT as the property is now used for residential purposes. Second reason is if the property will be used by a charity for a non-business purpose. That is not a charity for business purposes, but a charity for a non-business purpose, such as the collection of donations. The third disapplication area is very problematic and has caused numerous questions and problems. It was introduced as an anti-avoidance measure, and broadly, an option to tax is disapplied if there is a connection between the landlord, the person funding the landlord, the property owner, or the person funding the property owner, and the person occupying the property. And also that the person occupying the property is occupying the property for exempt purposes rather than taxable purposes. So, for example, a bank makes broadly exempt supplies. So if there is a connection between the landlord of the bank's premises and the bank, then the landlord cannot opt to tax. The rents will be exempt, therefore VAT on costs will be irrecoverable. As I've said, this was an anti-avoidance measure introduced in the mid-90s to combat what customers perceived as tax avoidance. Particularly the large banks and insurance companies, who through the use of special purpose vehicles were obtaining full VAT recovery on the construction of properties which were later being used to make exempt rather than taxable supplies.